One thing that I'm interested in, which relates a bit to synchronicity, is, well, it can be using tarot cards,
yeah,
or psychic readings or astrology. These are also areas where it seems that other events that might be random seem to have more meaning to them, that leads you to wonder, is there something to do with fate or destiny, or is there something else going on beyond what we can just rationally see in our usual everyday perspective?
See, normally a psychologist wouldn't really entertain this sort of stuff. You'd be looking more on a scientific level, but you actually think that there is something happening in our universe a little bit that's unexplained in a way.
Well, I've learnt that from experience, having been a skeptic, and I believe that, Daryl, you've been a skeptic in the past. You might have a story yourself.
Well, this is leading into this year on the Catch Up. We regularly get our psychic in, Crystal. Now, Crystal's a lovely lady, and I only met Crystal for the first time a few months ago, and we said, all right, Crystal, come in if you're happy. And what we do is we get people to send us an email. All she needs is a picture and a question, and we give them a short 5-minute reading. Now, she normally does readings for about an hour. So just as a bit of a test, because she said, look, you don't really believe in this, and, and you know, you're going to be a little bit hard to read. And I said, well, okay, you give me a reading. And she did. She has mentioned some stuff that she couldn't possibly know. And Renee was in, and Renee was shocked by it all.
So on Thursdays you get to see Crystal.
So She mentioned a few things, and she mentioned about my mother and father, and was very accurate. And both my mother and father have been gone for quite a few years now, and not a lot of people know the story. And anyway, so she was correct on a few things. Now, my daughter was desperate to do it, so on Saturday I took my daughter out there. Now,
right.
She's met Crystal and had the hour-long session. Now, one thing that was common between the two of them, she said, my mother, she said, your mother's there, and she's a very nice, calm lady. And she always was. My mother was always very calm. She said, your father, not so much, which was about as accurate as you think.
That's true, right? Yeah.
But the funny part was, she was talking to my daughter on Saturday, and she said, okay, so your grandmother's there. Now, my daughter's never met her grandmother. She passed before she was born. She goes, but she's there. She's there with you now. And she goes, and your mother has her wedding engagement rings. And she said, they're white gold and they don't fit you. And quite frankly, this is true. And it's been a bit of a joke.
A running joke in the family.
In the family, because my wife has said to my daughter, well, these are yours. And she goes to try them on. She goes, they don't fit any of my fingers because they're too small. So it's sort of been a running joke. So at that point, you have to sit there. And I said to my daughter, I said, well, then you have to believe what she says. But it's interesting because she says that she gets the visions and they're like memories.
Right.
But they're like your memories. So sometimes they don't make complete sense to her, but they will make sense to you. So it's very interesting.
It's intriguing, isn't it? And it just makes you wonder about tapping into a different kind of consciousness in some way. And so much of this is hard to explain, but many people have experiences like this. So it'd be interesting to see if any callers have any experiences of anything like this, psychic readings or tarot.
You know, on a sort of different level, people probably don't associate it with synchronicity, but there is something there, and this is fair dinkum. You couldn't know it any other way unless there was something else out there to read.
And it's too obscure to guess that out of the blue.
So give us a call if you've got something. 52299939. It's Synchronicity with Chris Mackey at the Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9. Synchronicity with Chris Mackey here at the Catch-Up. And Peter's on the line. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, g'day. G'day, Chris.
Hi, g'day, Peter.
Rusty. Hi, Peter. So tell us about your synchronicity moment.
Well, mine's with my wife. We're on the same wavelength when it comes to ringing each other.
Right. Like,
most of the time, I will ring her when she's thinking of ringing me, or vice versa, or she's got the phone in her hand and suddenly I'm ringing her. And it's the same way as well, like it's with her, with me. So it's not just one way, it's both ways. So, and it happens more often than not, like, it's not a rare occasion. It happens quite regularly.
So it seems quite striking. It seems to be well beyond chance, right, Peter?
Yes, yep.
That's something that that's a common form of synchronicity that we call propinquity. It's a kind of connection or closeness. And it does suggest, as you say, that wavelength, that you feel on with your wife, because why wouldn't it be 5 minutes before or 5 minutes after? I have a close friend who's had that experience often in the last 30 years or so, and he's actually normally a very skeptical person about anything superstitious or whatever, but it makes you wonder about some kind of connection in consciousness, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, we celebrated our 22nd wedding anniversary,
terrific.
You know, we've been together a long time, so it's weird. And a prime example of this was the other day she was with friends, and she was talking to her friends, and they were talking about myself and that, and
right. And
they were making up rhyming names, and her friend said, "Oh, you're awesome, Amanda," and then suddenly I ring her. I have no idea what the conversation was. And then I say, "Oh, yeah, you're absolutely awesome, Amanda."
Terrific. And I bet that only adds to your feeling of closeness with each other, those little resonating moments.
Yeah. So that just seemed weird. I had no idea that they were talking about that at all, and I just said it out of the blue. So.
It seems beyond a fluke, doesn't it?
So hang on, Peter. You've been married for 22 years, and you still think your wife's awesome?
Wow.
That's weird.
Well, you both sound pretty lucky on
good
that
on
score,
you,
Peter. Good
Peter.
On you,
Peter. Don't listen to Daryl.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks for the story.
That's great.
Thanks very much for calling, Peter. Great story.
Awesome story.
It is very good, and it is weird. I have a bit of that happens with my wife as well.
Yeah.
You sort of go, I'll ring her, and she's on the phone. I'm thinking, who's she calling? And then, 5 minutes later, you realise you were both trying to ring each other at the same time.
Isn't that the funniest thing?
Which is just weird, but
At times, couples say that they sort of complete each other's sentences, and you can understand that for people understanding each other personality-wise, but something about the timing and the calls, as Peter mentioned, and then that awesome, Amanda.
Yeah.
It goes a bit beyond. And
it's
that's the thing about synchronicity. It sort of grabs you and you think, wow, that just seems more than just chance.
On.
Something else happening there.
And that's what it's all about, synchronicity. Chris,
awesome.
It's always a pleasure when you come into the studio. We'll catch you again in another couple.